Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the To The Net Hockey Show.
He has been unbelievable this season.
And a save! What a save by Lundqvist!
They still have a long way to go until they get back on track.
I definitely have them down as a hand favorite to go to the Stanley Cup and win the Stanley Cup. Welcome to the final episode of the To The Net Hockey Show, and by final, I mean the final episode of the 2017 year. We're going into 2018, which I'm really excited for. There's going to be much more to bring for this podcast. But first off, let's get started. The NHL lost a legend this week, and earlier this week, Hall of Fame goalie Johnny Bauer passed away at the age of 93. Bauer started off his NHL career with the Rangers, and then he went on to win four Stanley Cups with the Toronto Maple Leafs in the years of 1962, 63, 64, and 67. Now, Johnny Bauer had also won two Vezina trophies in his career for the league's best goalie that season. Now, here's the interesting part. Did you know that Johnny Bauer did not become a full-time NHL player until he was 34 years old? And he went on to play until he turned 45 years old. Now, anybody who knows anything about hockey will tell you that playing goalie puts an enormous amount of stress on your body. So that goes to show you right there what kind of an athlete that Johnny Bauer must have been to be able to play all those seasons. You know, we see guys like Jaromir Jagr, who, to his credit, don't get me wrong, it's still hard to play hockey at that age, but the fact that he was able to play goalie, which is one of the most toughest position in my opinion, as far as being able to stretch out and being flexible, and the fact that he was able to play those many years, that's phenomenal. Really, it's an enormous accomplishment, along with all the Stanley Cups he won, so he will be dearly missed. But let's continue on with the episode. Team USA, what happened with Team USA? Team USA faced off against Team Canada at New Era Field for the first ever outdoor game played in the World Juniors. It was freezing cold and snow was pouring down, but that did not prevent Team USA from overcoming a two-goal deficit. Tkachuk, the son of Keith Tkachuk and younger brother Matthew Tkachuk, who's currently in the NHL for the Calgary Flames, scored the shootout winner. So that was an unbelievable win for Team USA. It was not expected because they were down two goals and they were able to come back, especially in the conditions that they were playing in. I heard the snow was pouring down, and from a goalie's perspective, when the snow is pouring down like that, it's hard to see the puck. So as expected, it's going to be a high-scoring game there because guys are going to be able to put more pucks in the net because it's harder for the goalie to see. But what a remarkable performance for Team USA, and they had lost the night before. So two losses in a row would not have been good for them. So it was a nice win for them to pull off there, and especially it's going to be some game to be remembered for the World Juniors as being the first outdoor game ever played in the World Juniors. And the fact that Team USA was able to be a part of that says a lot about how much hockey, you know, has grown in the United States, and especially against a team like Team Canada. That's no easy matchup for Team USA, and they were able to get the job done, so well done. With the upcoming Winter Classic between the Rangers and Sabres on Monday, the Rangers will more than likely be out with Chris Kreider. Chris Kreider is going to be out. He suffered a blood clot. And what's most concerning to me about this type of injury is that Steven Stamkos and Andrei Vasilevsky, who are now back playing the season, both having phenomenal seasons this year, had surgeries to treat a blood clot, and both players were out for 2 months. So that's 2 months they were out for. And Chris Kreider is, whether you like him or don't like him, he's a good player in this lineup. And the reason being is on the power play. He's a big body. He's about 6'3". And he provides that front net presence, and by screening the goalie. So he's proven that he can, you know, play on the power play, and he's definitely going to be a loss for the team. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Rangers change that. They brought up Vinny Lettieri, who's ended up scoring on the first night that he was brought up. So we'll see what happens, but he's definitely a loss, Chris Kreider, because Chris Kreider, he could score goals. He's kind of that multi-dimensional player. He could kind of do it all. He could, you know, be a penalty killer. He could score, pass good, play on the power play. Like I said, go in front of the net, screen the goalie. So we'll be missing a lot of him. Hopefully not too long, but the way it's looking, like I said, with Stamkos and Vasilevskiy being out for 2 months as they had to treat a blood clot for surgery, it's not looking too promising right now for Chris Kreider. But we'll keep you updated on that, and we'll see how that continues to go. And did you know that Ryan McDonagh, the New York Rangers, still has yet to score a goal this season? Still has yet to score a goal this season. I can't believe it. But his defensive play has been good, and he is a plus 10 for plus minus. So that makes up for his offensive struggles, I guess you could say. But this is what is odd for a player like McDonagh, because he scored 6 goals last season and 9 goals the season before, so almost 10 goals, which there's not a lot of defensemen in the league that are scoring almost, you know, 10, 15 goals around that area. Most of the guys are like 5, 4. As long as he's doing something, he's the captain of the team, so as long as he's being productive in some way, I'd rather it be, you know, offense too, along with the defense, but he's doing good defensively, so I can't complain too much for that. But now you know what time it is. It's time for last night's scores, which there was not many games played last night. The Washington Capitals took on the New Jersey Devils, and the Capitals ended up defeating the Devils 5-2. And Alexander Ovechkin had 3 assists, and the goals came from Backstrom, Carlson, and Matt Niskanen, along with Christian Deuce. So the Washington Capitals, hate to say it, but they're now in first place. So not too happy about that, but it's a close division. And before we continue with the scores, that reminds me of something. I want to go ahead and look at the division, especially the Metropolitan Division. So the Washington Capitals are in first place with 51 points. The Devils are in second with 50 points. The Blue Jackets are in third with 47 points. And if you remember from about a month ago, the Blue Jackets were actually in first place. And the Rangers are in fourth place with 45 points. The Islanders are right behind us with 44 points. So all around, it's a close division. No team is below 500, even the last place team, which is the Philadelphia Flyers, are 16 wins and 14 losses. So they're over the 500 mark. So that goes to show you what kind of a tough division the Metropolitan Division is. I mean, we're dealing with this. And I wish the Rangers were in another division, to be quite honest right now, because this is going to be a grind-it-out type of division where the division could change the last minute, last second. Any given night, a team can move from, you know, first place to third place, third place to first place. So it's definitely an interesting division to keep your eyes on. But the Lightning, of course, way ahead of everybody else. They have 56 points. The Bruins have 48 points in second place, tied with the Montreal Canadiens for 48 points as well. But let's go ahead. Enough with the standings before I drive myself absolutely crazy looking at it and realizing the Rangers, and along with many other teams, really have a long way to go before the season's over. There's not going to be any easy road to the finish line, but let's hope they get to the playoff spot. So let's continue on. We have the Florida Panthers taking on the Montreal Canadiens and defeating them 2-0. We have the Bruins also blanking the Senators 5-0. The Senators have struggled this season. A lot of shutouts, though. The Predators defeating the Wild 3-0. And the St. Louis Blues defeating the Carolina Hurricanes 3-2. And finally, out west, we have the LA Kings, and they go on to defeat the Vancouver Canucks 4-3. So today's games, we'll go ahead and go into today's games. We have not too many games today as well. We have the Golden Knights taking on the Maple Leafs at 3:30. The Coyotes taking on the Anaheim Ducks at 4 o'clock. We have the Lightning taking on the Blue Jackets at 6 p.m. The Oilers taking on the Jets at 7, along with the Penguins and Red Wings at 7 as well. And at 8 o'clock, we have 2 games. We have the Sharks and Stars and the Islanders against the Avalanche, and that's going on at 8 o'clock. Then we have the Blackhawks taking on the Flames at 9 o'clock. And we have the Winter Classic, as you know, at 1 o'clock tomorrow, the Rangers and Sabres. And this is a big, much-needed win for the New York Rangers, playing against a Sabres team who is in last place, 10 wins and 20 losses, only 28 points. But any given night, you never know. Sometimes those teams will creep up on you and just put a beating on you like you've never seen before, just come out, start scoring, and it's unexpected, but we will see what happens there. So this is the final episode of 2017. I cannot wait for next year, even though it's going to be next week I'm doing my episode, but it'll be interesting to see what next year brings. We got the All-Star game coming up, which is going to be very exciting. As I said before, it's in Tampa. Awesome. I cannot wait for that. And there should be a lot of Lightning players in that All-Star game. Guys like Kucherov and Stamkos and Vasilevsky, Hedman. Pretty much the whole roster is on fire right now. Can, you know, play in the All-Star game. So we'll see what happens here. I hope to see some Rangers players in the All-Star game as well. I can't really think of any off the top of my head. Henrik's had a pretty good season. But other than that, it'll be interesting to see how these All-Star votes go down. I believe last time I checked, Steven Stamkos was leading the Atlantic Division for All-Star votes, and he most likely will deserve that spot, and I think he should get that spot because the way he's played, him and Kucherov. But you know what's interesting now is, before we end the episode, I want to talk about Stamkos and Kucherov. Now, Stamkos and Kucherov are line mates with Vladislav Nemestikov. And Nemestikov is the perfect center to go along with that. And when you notice, they first start off that season, whether on the power play, Stamkos is on the left side, Kucherov is on the right side, and they keep trying to pass to each other between the middle seam. And at first, it was working phenomenally. I mean, they were just easy, crisp passes. Stamkos one times it, or Kucherov one times it, and gets a goal 9 times out of 10. But now you notice, and this is how smart that these NHL players are, is that the guys are starting to play that area where they're trying to pass, so they're taking away the pass, and the Lightning power play, while it's been good, it's not generating as much scoring from that area because of that, you know, situation. I noticed that last game that the Lightning played, where it wasn't, you know, as they weren't able to get the passes through there as much. You know, it was bouncing off guys' skates, and so that's something to keep an eye on there, especially from those two guys. That's, you know, that's where they do a lot of their damage from for the Tampa Bay Lightning. But, you know, what the good thing about that is guys are worrying about them too. They have Victor Hedman and Mikhail Sergachev on the back end, which I got to say, Mikhail Sergachev has played unbelievable this season. He has, like, 8 goals. I think he has 15 assists, which gives him about 23 points on the season. So it was, in my opinion, it was a win for the Lightning on that trade, because Drouin is not doing anything for the Montreal Canadiens this season. It's a disappointing season for him. So it's definitely a win for the Tampa Bay Lightning. At first, I was wondering, I'm saying, God, they're trading a guy like Drouin who had 21 goals last season and basically was their offense while Stamkos was injured for most of the season. And, sometimes you got to take risks. It's a risky business in hockey, but, you know, they did it, and they got the better side of it. It's looking like Sergachev is going to be a promising defenseman in this league for many years to come. He's only about 20 years old, so he's got many more years ahead of him. So that's going to be pretty much it for this episode. I hope everybody has a happy new year. Hope the Christmas break was well. And that's going to be pretty much it. Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been your host, Nick, and I'm signing off. See you guys next week. 2018, I can't wait.